listen up. Y'all, it's the queen of automation, Megan Donnelly, here to give you inspiration. Founders and business owners, gather round. I'ma show you how to build systems that'll astound. Streamline your processes, no need for complications.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Chronically Automated, where we talk about smart systems for messy realities. That's my reality day. And I'm your host, Megan Donnelly.
And your host, Anthony Labosco. See, I said it quick, so no delay, yeah. Right? Is that better?
You know, so this, yes. So it's so funny. I was listening. I'm like, maybe I'm crazy. So I pulled up one of the episodes in the car. And see, Anthony and I have this amazing inner circle of people. And I forget how awesome my team is. And they just remove all the fluff and they remove all the quiet spots anyway. So you can't even tell. So
no.
When I laugh, just ignore me. I'm a little nervous about this one, but I'm really excited to talk about it because you've all heard me talk about how much I am not a huge Salesforce fan. And we are calling this episode Displaced by AI. Now what? Because 4,000 people were just laid off from Salesforce. And Salesforce, their new AI platform handles about 54% of all of their customer requests. Same output that they've always been able to, you know, produce in this mass scale with half the team now. So this is kind of the era of quiet automation takeovers, and it's really, really scary. I would love for us to discuss, like, if your value or you feel like your value is tied to speed, accuracy, availability, AI is going to beat you every time.
It's
going to outperform every time. And there's nothing that you can do about that. AI will replace speed to market, speed to accuracy, availability, all of that stuff, because it's a machine. It doesn't take days off. It's just the way it is. So for someone like Anthony and someone like myself and all of you other wonderful, possibly neurodiverse or non-neurodiverse, this is kind of doesn't matter if you're neurodiverse or not. But if you are already living with kind of what we like to call like adaptive intelligent, right? Like you've had to work differently. For Anthony and I, we're embracing AI. We love it because it helps us. I'm going to tell you this. If you are not like we are, it can help you too, and it can become your advantage. And so that's what we want to talk about today, because this should be your advantage. You should be learning how to use this to your advantage so that if somebody were to come to you and say, we're replacing your job with AI, you already have a backup plan in mind, or you already have 10 rebuttals like, hey, here's how I can help your AI be better. You know, like you can kind of put yourself on the AI team, if you will. Take the time to learn about it and make yourself irreplaceable, right? Because if you are adapting to these skills and you're learning them, you have now become an irreplaceable employee. Because all of you should know this by now, and if you don't, we're going to tell you right now, there's still humans behind AI. Somebody has to program it. Somebody has to set it up. Somebody has to be there when it breaks. There are still complex decision trees and complex decisions being made about strategy and shifting variables, all of this stuff. Behind the scenes, make that your zone of genius. Make yourself irreplaceable. So there's a couple of things that we have done that the Brand Built team and I, we've created a community called Displaced by AI, and we'll make sure that we drop this in the show notes. And this is really a place for all of you who are feeling displaced by AI. Maybe you've already lost your job because of it. Maybe you're scared that your job is going to be replaced with it. Maybe you're just scared of AI in general and you don't even know where to start or begin, and you want to dip your toe in the waters so that you don't become displaced by it and you want to get ahead of it. That's what this community is. It's 100% free, and it's a place for everyone to come together and talk about what the hell is going on in the world right now. What's going on? Like, am I going to be replaced? Are you going to be replaced? Are we all going to be replaced? It's emotional. It's scary. And people are freaking out. And I guess, I don't know, Anthony, do you think they should? I think people should be freaking out. They should be. Because, well, hang on. They should be freaking out, and then they should take a step back, and then they should say, okay, well, how can I learn? How can I become better at this? How can I understand how to make this a part of my world so that I become irreplaceable?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think what really, and I'm speaking from my point of view is, you know, when you look at the world, there are millions of things to worry about, right? There are a million things to worry about. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, AI now is front and center, and you're seeing, you know, jobs get replaced. Now, logically thinking about, you know, the jobs that are being replaced, and you said it best, Megan, that AI 100% of the time is going to work longer and faster than you and do tasks quicker than you. But AI is humans are behind AI. Okay. So now let's think about this. So look, there are some jobs that we want to kind of stay away from in the sense that we know that not know, but maybe we think that they could be replaced by AI. Okay, cool. All right. But I do have the experience in customer success and customer service and this and that. And that's a human interfacing job. So then how can AI, instead of being a threat, how can AI make me better? And that's really what I find. I know you do. Please, you're the one that really taught me that AI is, it turned us into super, it's our superpower, right? Instead mm-hmm. of really waking up every day and worrying about like even the neighbors or people next door to you that may have it out for you and AI's got it out for you and technology, forget about that. No, listen.
Forget about it. Yeah.
Forget about it. But also, you know, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Don Corleone said it best, right? So, you know, AI is not your, we just want to say AI is not your enemy. You have to make
it definitely friend. Doesn't have to be. It should not be an enemy. It should be an asset. Basically, this is a great way of saying it. Make yourself an asset, not a cost, right? So, companies are not necessarily looking for warm bodies anymore. They're looking for multiplier people. And what I mean by that is they're looking for somebody who can come in a certain niche, understand the AI for that niche, and multiply that by 100 to 200 to 500 to 600. Okay. If you're that person, you now become the person that they're going to hire because you're now making it better. Let's take the customer service example. Okay. AI is still not the best at being like warm and emotional and like, right? Like the emotional side of AI is still something that is very controversial. So make it better. Figure out how to make it better. Insert yourself into that role. If you have 20 years customer service leadership experience, you should be jumping on this right now, immediately today, not tomorrow. In fact, 5 days ago, you should be on this and you should be trying to learn as much as possible about the emotional side or the emotional intelligence of AI and figure out how you can add your perspective. Because I can tell you right now, these big companies like Salesforce, Microsoft, all of these big guys, Amazon, they are taking human bodies and human bodies that have 20 years experience, 30 years experience, and they are extracting their experience through storytelling, video interviews, whatever it may be. They're going to sit you down in a room and they're going to extract all your experience. And then they're going to take your experience and put it into a machine learning bot and teach the machines. So be the teacher.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Be the teacher. Use AI to create a machine learning thing to learn the stories to train the other machines. I don't know. There are plenty of ways. And there are so many things you can even go beyond ChatGPT. One of the things that you could do right now, like if you truly want to figure out a way to make this work for your niche, you open up ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini or whatever, you know, you open it up and you say Perplexity is a really good one for research. And you say, I want to learn how to become the best at XYZ using AI in the next 90 days. Build me a lesson plan. The lesson plan needs to include step-by-step learning tutorials, YouTube videos, yada, yada, yada. And you open it up. In fact, I highly recommend you use the voice for this. I recommend you use voice with ChatGPT and Claude and all of them anyway, because it's going to hear your emotion and it's going to know what's most important to you because it can read inflection. Click the voice thing and say, hey, listen, I was just laid off by Salesforce. I'm a customer service representative. I want to know how I can make this not happen again. I want to learn as much as humanly possible about AI in the customer service world and build me a lesson plan so I can become an expert AI customer service teacher or, you know, whatever it may be, and then have GPT or Claude or one of these guys build you a lesson plan in the next 90 days. And you should be very specific about your time too. That's the biggest thing with AI. If you want it to be your teacher and you want to learn, you need to be extremely detailed and specific about exactly what you want, and it will give you exactly what you want. So if you're going to do this exercise, you listen to this podcast and you're like, this is awesome, I want to do this. When you give it that prompt, you need to say something like, I only have 2 hours a day. Or something like that, right? Like, I want to spend an hour every morning learning this. Build me a 90-day lesson plan, an hour a day, that kind of thing. And you will be truly amazed at what it will spit back out at you. And then there you go. Now you have a 90-day lesson plan, an hour a day, and you are going to learn the thing that just booted you.
Yeah.
And you're going to learn and become an expert.
And you could even take it step further, and you could even say, how do I talk to you? How do I then, you know, say
exactly
right? If you don't know what you don't know, and clearly, you know, we're talking about, like, you know, getting to the next step, maybe you don't even know how to ask that question. But as Megan said, those inputs are important in terms of having 1 or 2 hours a day. You want to do it over the course of 60 days, whatever it is. It's all about reinventing yourself. However, reinventing yourself, not in a way that you're starting from scratch, you're starting from up here, but you're literally learning another language in terms of how to harness and talk to and just be resourceful, because AI now is part of your team. You know, all the AI, everything that Megan has said above and beyond, you know, ChatGPT, you know, she speaks AI. Most of us don't. So, you know, when we have certain things that we're looking for, yeah, there might be some other areas that are better. That's what's really important. And once you have that foundation in place, I mean, there are a lot of things you can do, but you don't need to boil the ocean. You start small.
No. And if you're one of these people that have been in the workforce for a long time and, you know, longer than, you know, it's going to be easier for, yes, the younger generation to bounce back, right? It is. They'll figure it out. But if you're an old dog and you're worried about learning new tricks, don't be. Take your experience. This does not have to be reinventing the wheel. This does not have to be starting over, like Anthony said. I'm not talking about learning something from scratch. I'm talking about if you have 20 years in a career and you've been replaced by AI, or you think you're going to be obsolete or replaced by AI, the time is now. Because I can tell you, you can then become the master. You can become the person teaching your boss, teaching the company you work for, how to implement AI and how to turn your job into the multiplier, right? So if you're an expert in something and you can learn how AI can help you multiply your work by 50 to 100 to whatever it may be, you now have something to go to your boss and say, hey, check out this cool thing that I just did. I would love to become a leader in this area, and I would love to teach the rest of the team how to use this as a tool so that we can multiply our output by XYZ.
Or you can take AI and kind of start your own thing and figure out that too, and reinvent yourself in that way, like many of us have done, including ourselves, right? And you know, that definitely takes that's a whole other area that we can talk about at some point. But you know, the point is that I feel, and I know you do too, that look, it's an opportunity. It's a tremendous opportunity. In fact, it's probably the biggest opportunity that we will see in our career, because, you know, as Megan said, I mean, it's still in the beginning stages of it, right? So we're not fully mature. And I'm saying to you know, take advantage of any vulnerabilities or anything, but in a sense, you're taking advantage of some vulnerabilities with AI that, you know, they may not be the best when it comes to dealing with people. And obviously we are in, you know, we're not in the Terminator phase yet. So
let's hope not, right? We're not in the Terminator phase where, you know, the machines are going to destroy the world, but they are here. And you have an opportunity to make them better and make them fit your world better, whatever your world may be. I mean, we are in a builder's era right now, right? Everyone has the opportunity to be a builder. Let's just come up with this crazy, and I'm going to have Anthony do this. This will be a great, in the last like 15 minutes here, we're going to do this. Anthony, I want you to take a minute and think about the most random thing that you can think of, you know, and like a job, right? And throw it at me. And we're going to kick around and we're going to brainstorm how that person can take AI and use it to their advantage. And I will say this, do not be nervous by me and how I see these things. AI is operations, and that's been my whole life, right? Like, that's the reason that I was able to kind of adapt to this much quicker. But that's why I want to do this exercise with all of you and have you listen to it, because it doesn't have to be as scary as it seems. We can make it very simple. You can start simple. And you've heard me say this before, if you follow along on the Queen of Automation part of the podcast or Chronically Automated, because I tell this to Anthony all the time, because Anthony likes to move a million miles an hour. And I tell him to slow down and start with one thing. Okay? One thing. It's the same with AI. One thing at a time. It's fundamental
of everything.
One thing at a time.
And being successful in your brand and how you're positioning. Yes.
Yep.
I would like to.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, I would like to take the example, Megan. I think that we have the customer service side of things. Let's just say, for example, that I am a customer service rep for a paper company, right? Here we are in the office. That was not intentional, by the way. That's kind of funny. So yeah, so you know, I'm not tall enough to be Jim, but you know, I'm just saying. So I'm a customer service rep for this paper company, and now the paper company, the
company, like a company that makes paper, like paper, yeah,
like
products,
a Dunder Mifflin.
Actual, like physical, like printer paper.
Yeah, like Dunder Mifflin, they make their own paper.
All right, so like we're talking like printer paper, right?
Yeah, printer paper.
All right, and you're a customer service representative.
Correct. And here's this. Do you
okay?
Want me to
I got you. No. All right. So if you're a customer service representative for a paper company.
Let me add a couple of things. This company has been in business now it's a family owned business, 30 plus years. And most of the customer service has been done over the phone. And, you know, I have my computer and things like that, but mostly, you know, it's built on relationships and everything, but everyone knows that we can be quicker and we have to grow the company. So,
and you're becoming obsolete, kind of, right? Like paper companies, people probably think that they're coming obsolete. So
in myself, what the hell is going on?
So there's two ways we can do this. Let's start with how many kinds of paper does your company offer? So here's what you do. Hang on. So you have, I'm sure, a database somewhere, whether it's a spreadsheet or it's in a system or whatever you have. Let's just say you have over 150 kinds of paper. Here's what you can do. You can build an AI system that's like a quiz or a questionnaire that takes, let's just use Anthony as an example. He's a new customer. He's calling on the phone. And he wants to know what kind of paper he needs for a certain type of printer, model, make, all of that. Okay. So all of this is already done in like a lot of ERP systems and a lot of CRMs where they have relationships between like a printer model and the type of paper, the weight of the paper, the color of the paper, all of this, all of these dynamic things about a piece of paper that no one would actually think of. Well, the paper looks white, Megan. Yeah, but how heavy is it? You can't put that in that printer because that's too heavy and it won't work on the belts, right? Trust me, I don't know this much about paper. I'm just telling you, this is how my brain works. So what you now can do is you can go to your boss and you can say, I've created a program that will scrape our databases of the printer types, or you know, the types of models and makes of printers that we make paper for, the colors, the weights, the texture, whether it's glossy, right, or matte, or sometimes you have the recycled paper versus organic paper versus, you know, the different fibers that it's made out of, linen, like if you have the fancy papers for resumes or anything, like all of that stuff. You can be the person that builds the automated system that answers the phone and asks a bunch of questions, and then you recommend your top three recommendations for the type of paper that you should buy.
Okay. So now that sounds great, but holy cow, that's way over my head. How can I ever do anything like that? I have no background in that.
Right. So this is what you have. You take our example from before and you ask ChatGPT how to do this. I am a customer service representative for a paper company that's been in years for, or been in business for 25 years. I want to build a program that uses an AI answering machine or an AI voice bot, chat bot, however you want to do it, because you could put this on the website too, and it could be a chat bot. Confused as to what color paper you know, what project paper you want or paper you want for your project? Let me help you with that. So you ask GPT, you tell it exactly what you want. You tell it to teach you step by step, one step at a time, so you do not get overwhelmed, and it will help you build the entire end-to-end program.
Yeah.
Not only will it help you build the entire end-to-end program, it'll tell you the other programs that you need, like if you need Base24 to build the app, which is an app building program. It'll tell you whether you need Python or JavaScript, or it'll tell you what system you need to code. It will tell you exactly what you need step by step. Now, the key is you have to tell it to give you the steps sequentially, one at a time. This is where details, you know, the details matter, right? If you don't tell it to give you step by step by step instructions, it's going to give you this large output and it's going to be an overview and you're going to be overwhelmed. Then you're going to look at that and go, oh, no, that's no way. If it does that, you say, whoa, I'm a newbie. I don't know how to do this. I need simple, like smarter than a fifth grader, like step-by-step instructions. You need to teach me like I'm in kindergarten and I have no idea what I'm doing. And you can only give me one step at a time, and then you wait. Everything that I'm saying, you have to actually tell the bot. Tell it to give you one step at a time. Tell it to wait and ask you, or have to tell it to move on to the next step when you're done. Do not let it move on to the next step. Say, do not move to step two until I have told you I'm done with step one. And
yeah,
it will go step by step by step sequentially, and it will teach you how to do this. And it seems crazy and it seems like it's out of control and it's really hard. I promise you, you can do this. I promise you.
Yeah.
And there are all, you can do it for anything.
Totally. And, you know, I would even take it a step further and I would probably say something to the effect of, now I've been in this business for 20 plus years and or whatever, been in the business for over a decade and,
yep,
you know, so I know it really well, but I kind of don't know everything. I'm in this silo and this kind of bubble with this company and everything. So, hey, what are some other companies doing out there? So I would say for me, like, I really want to know what's happening, like what trends are happening. That to me is amazing. You know, when I was in graduate school in, you know, the mid 2000s, I was doing research for my first startup. And I would go to a library and I would download everything from this mainframe. And, you know, I'd say, wow, yeah, I hope this is right. Hope this is great. But holy cow, today you could actually do that just in literally seconds by talking to ChatGPT. Now, I'm not saying everything is 100% accurate, like Wikipedia's, but still.
Perplexity is a really good one for that.
Yeah. And the reality is that, yeah, there are tools that are out there that you can do that to equip yourself with, hey, I kind of know that this is going to really help us to get to the next level and compete very much better with everyone else. And I kind of see some gaps with us and some gaps in the market. Let's do this. The next thing you know, you do that and you prove yourself out with the company. And then all of a sudden you become this incredible resource that, wow, if I did this for them, then maybe I could do it for others, you know, and then all of a sudden you become a consultant and everything. So yep. I'm just saying, like, you know, I think what Megan and I are kind of getting at here is that, you know, don't wait until you think that you're going to be losing your job. You know, they always say, look for a job when you have a job, but also, you know, you have the ability to look instead of, you know, being on social media on the way home, commuting and everything, go on ChatGPT and do some research on yourself, on what the next step would be to reinvent yourself. Now might be not be the right time for you, but holy cow, this example that we just gave is a perfect example how you can do this.
I'm going to give one other really, really quick example. So since everyone is using AI and they're all to build things, to create apps, to create experiences, to create, if you're a customer service person in any industry, in any company, in you are the front lines. You are the ones that have been in contact with the customer more than anybody else, especially at these really big companies. And guess what you're going to notice better than anybody else? All the flaws in the new system, where it's broken. You've just made a niche for yourself. You can train the AI bots. You can train the AI because it's not going to be perfect. And there are that, I mean, like, if it's doing things that you would never do as a human, tell it that, make it better. And then you become the person now that maybe you're not sitting on the phones as a customer service rep anymore. You're the one testing the bot. You're the one testing and breaking it and doing QA testing and breaking the crap out of it, because that needs to happen. You have to test and test and test AI over and over and over and over again. And even then, it's not going to be a perfect 100% of the time. It just won't be. That's just the way, it's the nature of the beast. But you have now created a niche for yourself as a customer service person who can offer to find the flaws and fix them. You can literally sit there in front of a computer and in our system, we have a thumbs up and a thumbs down. And when you click the little thumbs down button on the AI bot response, it pops open a box and it asks for you to fix it and type what you would say instead.
Yeah.
This is happening everywhere. It's happening all over the place.
So
you could become a consultant just doing that.
Yeah. So
like, this stuff is crazy.
It's crazy. And, you know, the possibilities are endless, right? At least for us, right? And don't get focused and wrapped around the axle that you're going to be losing your job because of AI. I think it really comes down to just human nature in terms of the person. It comes down to you having an open mind to everything, right? And, you know, being even chronically automated and, you know, things like that too. I mean, on paper, we do have limitations. Yeah, not limitations, sorry. I didn't mean to say limitations. There are challenges, right? But let me tell you something, people. Technology and AI makes us superheroes. It's like, it's unbelievable what we can do. The reason why is because we know how to talk to them. So when something like that is coming around, then all of a sudden you're saying to yourself, maybe you deal with anxiety, maybe you deal with whatever it is. You can then now start to say, you know what? I'm going to get control of this. And the way I'm going to get control of this is I'm going to spend maybe 15 minutes on the way home, commute, ask some questions, start to figure out, hey, what's going on here? Maybe you have it because you can't remember stuff quickly. I need you to slow it down and talk to me like a fifth grader. And, you know, do it over some time, right? I mean, Megan, you taught me that. And, you know, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, it's anything is possible, people, especially now in 2025 with AI is your friend, not your enemy.
Yep. And there are so many companies out there, small companies, that are going to have a really, really hard time reacting to all of the AI, because the people who get it and put it in and implement it first, they're going to grow bigger, faster, stronger. The people who don't are going to, unfortunately, fall behind. Those are the people you help. If you've got 25 years
100%.
In customer service experience,
spent.
Go and help the plumbers. Go and help the HVAC guys. Go and help the small business owners who know crap about technology, who know they need customer service. Go and help those guys. Go and put systems in place for them. Go and help them understand how to grow their business. Because those are the people. Those are the people that are going to get, unfortunately, bombarded by all of this.
You've just
the big guys are going to make it.
You're going to now become that person in class that everyone was going to because they knew how to actually do calculus and you didn't know it and pass them. So now if you know AI, calculus obviously is a lot more complicated sometimes for people, including myself. But I'm just saying that you now become that person that people will come to. And you know,
you're gonna become the person. This was me in high school who never don't tell your kids this. So if you're having your kids listen to this, you might want to like plug their ears.
Who
never showed
good.
Up.
Good. Hear this.
Who never showed up for class, calculus included, and then just took the test and aced it and then moved on. And that was my world because class was I couldn't sit in class. Doesn't mean I didn't look at the stuff. I just did it in my own time, and it was just class was not my place. But that is a wrap for us today because that's a good place to end it. We won't tell you any more ridiculous stories. But if you've already been displaced, or you know somebody who has, or you're worried about AI. Go jump into the Displaced by AI community. Like I said, we'll drop it in the show notes and stuff like that. But you're not being replaced by robots. You're not a failed system. You're not. We can all build something together that is better, that is going to take over. Yeah, nobody cares. Work harder. That's my favorite shirt. And I have my half human, half coffee. So we're all wearing... And we're all wearing the special things today. Yeah, right? Like, yeah. we're all robots, okay? We are all machines. We're all machines at the end of the day. Who do you think controls our machine? This thing up here, our brain. Anyway, everybody, remember, technology, systems, automation, AI. These things are only good if they work. And we are going to help you make them work. We're going to help you be bigger, better, faster, stronger. All of the things. That's a wrap. Bye, everybody.